Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Monday, December 21st, the day after a Texans victory. Yesterday in St. Louis, the Texans took care of the Rams 16-13, and afterwards, receiver Kevin Walter, who scored the game's only touchdown for Houston, talked about the victory and much, much more.
It was strange. It was real strange. You know, just the atmosphere was strange. It felt a little bit, but you know, you can't really look at that. You know, I think we didn't play as well as we wanted to. We played poorly on offense. We turned the ball over. We hurt ourselves. And you know, a win's a win in this league. You know, they played well. They played good. You know, they made plays too. We made more plays, and that we're just happy we got that win.
Guys say that players don't admit that they played down to the level of their competition. But could that have been creeping in there somewhere today, that this is a 1-12 team?
No, absolutely not. That's not the way I approach it. You know, these guys played some good football this year. It just hasn't worked out for them. You know, you can't play down to anybody's level. These guys are in the NFL. They're very talented. They're a talented group. It's just they've been struggling, you know, getting wins this year. And we've been inconsistent. That's our problem. And I think we were inconsistent today. We were talking about being consistent. And we didn't play as well as we wanted to, but we got the win.
Some of your teammates were saying that at halftime in the locker room, you guys were talking about what a weird mood it was out there on the field. Describe that. What was it like out there?
You know what? I'm not real sure, to tell you the truth. You know, I think, you know, the fans were, it was real quiet. It was kind of like Indy, how Indy was on offense. But it was, when we were on offense, it was quiet too. So I guess the feeling out there, you know, that's what the guys, you know, it's usually it's a lot louder. But, you know, it's not like we played down to anybody's level. You know, these guys, you know, they're a good football team. That's, like I said, they haven't gotten it done. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, it's a good Christmas present because it would have been tough coming in this week preparing for Miami if we didn't get the win. But we did, and it feels real good.
How worrisome were things at the break? Down. How worrisome was that down for break?
Oh, you know what? You know, we came in here. You know, I was telling the guys, don't panic. We can't panic. You know, we're going to play well in the second half. You know, we've been here before. You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing the Colts or you're playing, you know, the Rams. It doesn't matter. You know, you can't panic. If you panic, people start getting tight. And just go out there and execute and play better than we did in the first half. Protect the ball and make plays. And I think we did that.
What does it mean to you to have the touchdown that really made this game work?
You know what? It felt good, you know, because, you know, it's been a while since I got in the end zone. I think it was week three when my first game of the season coming back from the injury. It felt good coming, you know, getting in the end zone and making an impact and helping out. It just feels great. You know, I'm looking forward to keep on doing it the rest of the year.
Do you think it's going to be a huge afternoon after those first two plays, those first two long receptions?
You know what? Yeah, I was like, okay, let's go. Let's get it started. You know, I was like, you know, first two plays, Matt threw it to me, and we completed it and did a good job. But you never know how the game transpires. You know, you can go out there and catch the first two, three balls and not get the one for the rest of the game, you know. Or you can not catch a ball in the first half and have eight in the second half. So you never know how it works out. You know, you just got to make the best of his opportunities coming your way.
Chris Brown kicked three field goals, including the game winner in the fourth quarter. And in the locker room afterwards, he talked about the victory.
It was big. I mean, you know, I was certainly frustrated about the, you know, the kick right before half. I felt like I hit it really well. And, you know, it just didn't go in. And, you know, that's it's frustrating when that happens. But I think, you know, it was somewhat encouraging for me because, I hit the ball, you know, like I wanted to hit it. It just didn't go in. So, but, you know, fortunate we were able to get, you know, another opportunity in the second half and, you know, went out there and that was the best kick, you know, of the day for sure.
It's funny. I'm asking you about what you did good.
Right.
And you're talking about what you didn't do
well,
so good.
Yeah, you know, I've just, you know, it's been frustrating. I mean, it has been, you know, because, you know, I hold myself to such a high standard. And, you know, it's just one of those deals right now. You just got to fight and you just got to work on it, you know, during the week and, you know, take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. And so I'm just going to continue to do that, just continue to fight through it and, you know, go through my routine and try to put points on the board when we get the opportunity.
This has to leave a good taste in your mouth.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to get out of here with a win and, you know, certainly again to get another opportunity, you know, towards the end of the game to put us on top. You know, that's what you live for.
Gary said the players really were doing the talking at the half, not him. They got emotional about being emotional.
Yeah, I mean,
what
it was
did you see?
It's just first half. It was just kind of dead. There was no energy out on the field, and you know, you could just tell when we came in the halftime, guys were you know expecting us to go out there and play with a little more emotion. I mean, this game you you have to play with emotion. And there was just really none out there in the first half. So we went back out there and defense came out, I think, did a good job to start the second half. And we just played with a lot more energy.
Free safety Dominique Barber started his second consecutive game at that spot, and he turned up with a big interception in the second half. Barber talked about that pick and much, much more in the locker room afterwards.
Well, first of all, congrats on the win. Let's start there. How good is it to get out of here with a victory?
I mean, it feels good. We came in and it was a total team performance, and it feels good to get that win.
They don't seem like a one-win team now, do they?
No, St. Louis is a great team. I got a lot of respect for St. Louis, and it's a crazy league. You never know. Even though they're only got one win, but they're a lot better than that, and they're a great team.
One of their touchdowns comes courtesy of special teams, but so as a defense, you guys pretty much lock them down and keep them out of the end zone, right?
I mean, yeah, we're just defensively right now, we're just playing well. We're flying around, we're having fun out there, and we're all competing, and it's been great.
I know you're on the other side of the ball, but how impressive was what Andre Johnson did today?
I'm seriously speechless. I look at Andre, I look up to Andre so much, the way he goes about his business, and, I think the best receiver in the league.
Good to see your pal Laurinaitis over there.
Yeah, after I got the pick, I was kind of trying to talk a little bit to him, but it was good to see James, and I just hope for the best for him.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that pick. Tell us what the play was. Set it all up for us.
It looked like it was going to be like a little jailbreak screen, but luckily I was able to be in the right place at the right time, reading the quarterback, and made the play.
Is it pretty impressive what that guy did? I mean, he's a quarterback. This time last year, he was playing schools like Abilene Christian and, playing in West Texas and less in Division I. Now he's going against a pretty darn good defense, and he did okay.
Absolutely. I give him a lot of credit to that quarterback. He's a good player, and, you just got to keep, you never know. All these quarterbacks are good in the NFL, and, I give him a lot of credit.
Thanks again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team, its cheerleaders, coaches, players, and much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.